All right. What do we got? Yvonne Brown. She's been on the program before. I don't need to introduce her, do I? Well, all right. I'll introduce her. She is probably one of the most popular female anglers, certainly in this neck of the woods, and deservedly so, by the way. She runs an organization called Ontario Women's Anglers, and her sole goal in life is to teach women to enjoy and embrace this thing called fishing that men seem to gravitate to and women not so much. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you?
And yourself?
Good, 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 good. Where are you this morning?
I am on Stoko Lake in the rain. We're in a hut, but we're in the rain. And my son and I are doing the annual crappie tournament again.
Oh, nice. And it is raining there, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you concerned that this rain might have an effect on the safety issue as far as the ice goes?
There are areas on the lake that we're not allowed to fish for this tournament near the Moira River, and there's a couple of other inlets as well. So they've already told us ahead of time to stay away from those areas. But we've got, I would say, at least 12 inches underneath us.
And how's the fishing going?
It's slow. We came out yesterday afternoon for a few hours just to see if they would be around in the late afternoon, evening, and we had like one mark on the screen. So I don't know how people will find them, but we might have to move after the rain lets up, if it does.
How do you keep your son interested after, say, an hour of nothing?
My son?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, he's more interested than I am most days. He's out fishing every weekend, year-round, multi-species.
Okay,
he's a diehard.
So a little slow fishing isn't going to steer him wrong. He's not going to pull him off the track.
No, but he's the one. He wants to be on the move, right? So he says, you're done, Mom, we're leaving.
Exactly. My grandson is in the studio today, Nick, and he's the same way.
I am the same way.
Great. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Good.
Yvonne, tell folks, for people who may not be familiar with you, although for the life of me, I don't know who that would be, but there might be the odd person listening that doesn't know. Tell them about Ontario Women's Anglers, would you?
Sure. We're just starting our eighth year, and we do everything from events that introduce ladies to the sport to ones that were, all the events are open to ladies of different skill levels, and we have the absolute beginner right up to the tournament angler. We fly fish, ice fish. We do species-specific events. We do informational workshops. Like, we'll have a steelhead workshop this year, and we do fly tying, and we're going to have a bass tournament. And I think the last time I was on the show, I talked to you about a muskie event that we did in partnership with Muskies Canada. So we've done it 2 years with the Kawartha Lakes chapter, and then this September, we're partnering up with the Ottawa chapter. So we're going to go muskie fishing on the Ottawa River.
So are you sensing a growth in this whole, women and fishing and outdoors and all that? Are you feeling that growth through your organization?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I only got back into fishing about probably 12 years ago now. And since then, I've met so many women, and a similar story as to mine, where I fished as a child and then had a very long time away from the sport and got back into it. And they're wanting to, have a hobby of their own, but also to learn to bring their own children out.
What's the biggest obstacle, in your opinion, all things being equal, what's the biggest obstacle between a male and a female in terms of introduction and learning and grasping the whole concept of fishing?
I think for women, they're often like, they're interested in the sport, but they don't have any friends or family that don't fish.
Yeah.
And they're not going to approach men, whether it's at a bass club or social media. There's a little bit of intimidation maybe. Not that they don't believe in their own ability, but just trying to find someone that they're going to maybe feel comfortable going out fishing with. And so this organization helps with that. And on Facebook, we have actually a closed group where there's nearly 850 ladies in there. And it's a safe place to say, I'm going out on Simcoe for perch this weekend. Does anybody want to join me? So it's a bit of a community networking opportunity for them. And, of course, we always post our event information there, too. But I think it's just you know, feeling comfortable and meeting people that they're comfortable going out fishing with.
Having a fishing buddy. I mean, it's all about having a fishing buddy. I mean, yeah. most of us got involved in fishing through a fishing buddy, whether that was a father, a friend, right. an uncle, a grandpa, or whatever, right? And it's all about mm-hmm. the camaraderie, for sure. Yes. Quickly, before we have to end the segment, talk to us about this upcoming event and if there's still space.
Yeah, we have two. Actually, we're going to Parry Sound next weekend, and we have about 3 spots left for that. We're going to be pike fishing. And then during the license-free fishing days, we're going to be on Bosch Kong Lake, and that's February 15th. I have 4 spots left for that. And people, if they're interested, they can go on the website and click on the link, and they'll get all the information there, and they can register online as well.
And the website is OntarioWomenAnglers.ca. That's OntarioWomenAnglers.ca. Sounds like you got room for, between the two events, you got room for about 6 people. Six mm-hmm. women, and I can guarantee you one thing, it is going to be the time of your life. If you want to immerse yourself in the outdoors and fishing and see what it's like for other women to get involved in fishing for the first time, this is a great event to take up on. Yvonne, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck during the tournament.
Thanks, and thanks for having me on the show again today.
Always a pleasure. You take care of yourself. Yvonne Brown, Ontario Anglers, Women's Anglers, that is, not just anglers, but Ontario Women's Anglers. Yeah, if you're listening, if you have somebody in your family, if you're not female, but you know a female in your family that's kind of sitting on the fence, would like to, I don't know, dabble in fishing and outdoors, this is a perfect way to do it. It's a perfect excuse. Get a hold of Yvonne, OntarioWomenAnglers.ca. When we come back, the Honorable John Yakubeski, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, with some great news. More journal after this, so you dare go away.